Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome.
Hello.
Welcome to the EQSF podcast, episode 14.
We made it back
for yet another week.
Unprecedented.
Despite everybody's expectations.
Including our own.
Somehow, we've succeeded in making it back for another episode. How are we doing?
We've had approximately 2 billion hits on our 13th episode.
30 million listens per day. It's crazy.
At least. It is crazy.
Are we on episode 2 or are we on episode 15?
14. Neither of those. Did you say 14? Yes. Yeah,
14. We are kind of on episode 2, but it's episode 2 of like season 2. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe
this is just the second season. We'll do another 12 episodes and then fuck off for another 3 years.
The first 12 should be called like 1.1 to 1.13, and then these should be 2.1. to 2 point, however many we do.
That's quite a complicated system of numbers.
Like,
never get a math
word document.
Because you think,
all right?
Because I think, like, you look at the other comparable podcasts. So this one, like the Joe Rogan Experience, for example.
You're right. It's on par.
He just numbers them fucking 1 to 1,400 and something, or however many he's up to now.
What's he up to?
Shitload.
Like 1,400 and something. He's done fuckloads.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Not as many as us, but he's done a few.
How often does he release them?
Like
every few days.
2 to 3 times a week.
There aren't even that many people to talk to.
Yeah, and they're each 3 hours long as well.
What? Is it episode 1,384 as of the 14th of November?
Jesus.
So he's probably at, probably 1,400 by now.
Mm.
There must be some percent that's just absolute garbage.
They're pretty good, I think.
They're weirdly all really good.
If he can fit 1,400 times 3 hours of just pristine content, then it's
plus. We need him on the show.
Yeah. Next
can
week,
he teach us how to fucking do it?
I think
next week we will have Joe Rogan on the podcast
because we have 3 hours worth of content in 1,400 episodes.
And we know him very well, and our podcasts are comparable.
I know him from Fear Factor.
Yeah, me too.
When I was a contestant. And
What species of animal dick did you have to eat on Fear Factor?
It was cow balls, so we didn't have to actually eat a dick, which was pretty mean.
Mountain oysters.
Because I was going to call it. If I was eating an actual penis, I'm out. But balls is just below the line.
Balls is...
Yeah, I won $50,000. Yeah.
I'm okay with.
I was under 10.
The shaft is unacceptable, but the sack is okay.
The sack.
We're really putting the erotic in the name today. Like, right off the bat.
Right off the bat.
There's nothing erotic about eating cow balls. Good.
I mean,
maybe for you,
maybe not for you. I enjoyed you watching them. Enjoyed watching you eat them. That was quite erotic.
Did you see me when I was on Fear Factor? Now?
Yeah, man.
Oh, that's
I've got
sick.
It recorded on VHS.
So when we met in high school, did you recognize me from Fear Factor?
Yeah, I was super nervous, like. Trying to talk to you because I was like, oh man.
Oh yeah, I noticed that. I thought you were just a nervous guy.
That's the guy from Fear Factor. Like, he's been slurping back bull testicles like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah. And I was in one rectangles of like bugs.
Yeah, that's an alpha fucking male right there. I was real nervous.
That explains so much.
Yeah, man.
I can't believe I didn't know that for like 10 years.
Yep. That's a secret I've kept close to my own heart.
He actually specifically tried to meet you because he was so impressed by your performance when you ate balls.
Yeah, quite a lot of my my sort of educational efforts were put into trying to get into the same class as you.
Right.
And go to the same school.
So you had to suss out how smart I was,
and then be equally smart.
Land there. Introduce yourself shyly to your idol that eats balls.
Exactly. Yeah.
my favorite ball eater I've ever seen.
Yeah. I squandered all
What do you think the IQ required is to pretend to be a certain level of intelligence that you're not and actually pull it off. Like, that must just be off the charts, right?
Reasonably high.
What do you mean?
What's a normal IQ?
Yeah, I 10. Don't know.
What?
Did you just say 10?
I assume so.
Well, that says a lot about you. That explains
what I've been
lot.
Aiming for.
Yeah, I've been aiming for a solid, just hitting double digits. That's all I've been going for, just double digits, and I'm out.
10
fucking IQ.
You're going to hit zero, like your scale's going to be fucked
10,000,
up.
Sorry, did I...
Including my negatives. That'd be fucking horrible. I mean, if you were like negative 3 IQ. Right,
I don't know,
bottom.
What's it like, Nat?
You would what's be like... He couldn't be talking on a podcast. He was negative okay. 3 IQ.
He'd be busy licking windows.
Yeah, busy dribbling. Okay, so you'd guess your IQ is about 10, Morten.
You can't read.
So the average IQ is apparently, according to Google, between 90 and 110.
That seems unlikely. Isn't over, that quite high?
Over 120 is considered superior.
That's kind of right. Problematic wording.
Yeah. So you're sitting around the 10 mark.
Yeah, what is that?
That
what is
that
put me at?
Superior, my friend.
Nah.
Inferior.
That is inferior. I think my child has a higher IQ
than
surely.
10.
Like the bar for being above 10 IQ must be so low.
That's
so
like,
low.
I think that Nat's got it. An infant can easily hit it.
Yeah, like I think plants could hit like an IQ of 10. You know?
Yeah, I mean I can't absorb sun personally. Well, I guess I can.
You can. You just
you don't
burn.
Have any leaves.
You can't photosynthesize, bro. You don't have any leaves.
Yeah, I mean that's yeah.
Holy shit. Albert Einstein had an IQ of about 160.
Fuck me.
Fuck off.
It's kind of, that's just greedy.
It's just ridiculous. It's unnecessary.
Bill Gates fucking slapped in 160 as well.
Garbage. Pathetic. Yeah.
Do you think that the total sum of the world's IQ
so like
is higher? Mm.
The population times 100.
Times 100, yeah.
It's higher than.
Yeah, I guess it would be, huh? Yeah, and I was going to try and come up with some kind of comparison. I was going to say, like, all the money in the world, but that's obviously not true. I think the average person has more than $100.
Fucking.
Yeah, that gets a bit weird. That's like, you got to start doing some serious math that I'm not really prepared to do. I'm like 2 beers deep. And I'm not doing any fucking maths.
Like Venezuelan currency, there's like, it's approaching infinity. If you transferred like a meaningful US bank account to Venezuelan money, it would like obliterate. It couldn't happen. They don't have enough numbers for it all.
Is it like in Vietnam, just massive amounts of dong?
Yeah, all the dong.
And,
yeah.
And currency, but mainly, yeah. It's like, what is 1,000 US? Like 2 million dong or something.
So fucking
crazy.
Good.
Jesus That's Christ. It's such worth, a pointless unit of measurement.
Almost worth moving to Vietnam just so that your currency is dong.
You could just be bawling. Yeah, take like $7. It's like, yeah, I got 30,000 dong. What are you up to? But like, what is the idea behind that? Is it like hyperinflated or...
Maybe they like hyperinflate, but then they sus and they stabilize and they just got extra zeros and they deal with
that's, it. That's what I mean. Like, is the idea have a huge denomination so that you avoid decimal places or?
Oh, you think
I think
it's
I'd
just,
rather deal with decimals.
People just don't want to deal with cents because they're really kind of confusing.
Yeah. So they're just like, instead of costing 25 cents, this is 7,000 units of currency.
Tell you what's fucked is that there's 100 cents in a dollar, but there's only 60 minutes in an hour. It's just so fucking troll.
It just makes no sense. It's so difficult
to
understand.
There's
when I try and give the store owner 60 cents, and he's like, this is a dollar, and I'm like, yeah.
Catch you in half an hour, and then you come back in 50 minutes, and he's like, where the fuck did you go?
Yeah. Well,
it's all just too much.
That's interesting to think about, like... obviously we work on a day being a unit of time.
Mm-hmm. 24 hours. Yep.
Split into two 12-hour stints. Halves. And then within
day and night, got it.
Those 24 hours, you've got 60 minutes per hour.
Mm. Yeah,
it's like the imperial system.
It's like measured in barley seeds. One day is like 60 barley seeds long.
What?
That's how they got inches. An inch is like
60
the
barley
of
seeds
barley
is 24
seed.
Hours.
Oh, I see.
But an hour can't be.
Wait, is that true? Is it actually?
I think if you go way back to like JC times, Jesus invented
back
imperial.
Jesus. Welcome to the religious part of the podcast.
Which is why Americans are so religious and imperial, because Jesus did it.
I think they're imperial because they're stubborn
and stupid.
It's based on the length of Jesus's foot. One foot is
one
exactly
foot.
How
one
long Jesus's
foot
feet were.
Equals 12 inches.
In sandals, though.
And the length of his willy is 1 inch.
Yeah.
So that's how they got inches.
Poor Jesus,
and
then, man.
That's actually how they sussed he was divine, because they realized the length of his dick was
exactly 1 inch.
Exact multiple
of
his
foot
length.
I guess when they say hung yeah, exactly. on the cross, they weren't talking about his penis. Am I right?
I don't know. Wasn't he crucified? They didn't hang him. They didn't lynch him off the cross.
No, just left
him
up there to die.
But they nailed him to it, and he may have
they
also
fucking
had a tiny
nailed
dick.
Him
all right. I don't know.
See, the problem is I get all of my Christian information from watching the Monty Python film The Life of Brian.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's like an accurate facsimile of any sort of religious text.
I don't know. I disagree.
Okay.
That's got to be a phenomenon of dads, Nat, is like basing a weird amount of their Christian knowledge on Monty Python.
On Monty Python, yeah.
And you're a dad now.
I am.
And you do that.
Yeah.
Two for
two. I feel
two.
Good about that. That is two for two. I'm just fucking nailing being a dad, really.
Actually, three for three.
Apparently, all you got to do is not pull out and watch Monty Python religiously.
You're four for four, actually. You got dad jokes.
Jesus.
Dad
yep.
bod, Monty Python,
yes.
and
yes.
a child. You have a daughter. So
yeah.
That's a big part of the equation.
It's one of the big ones, yeah. Yeah, I like that. I'm happy with that.
Mm. And those are the four main pillars of fatherhood. Is the one quarter of it is technically being a father. Like, you can't do worse than 25%. If you have a fucking kid, you're at 25% already.
Yeah. Which is close enough for a pass, you know.
One of the pillars is Monty Python. And the Holy Grail. No, the
Life
of Brian. Yep.
Holy Grail's good, though, as well.
Yeah, that can be a support. That can be like...
That's just like history support.
That's like a flying buttress
next
to the pillar.
12th century English fucking history.
Just sussing it, yeah. And then dad bod. That pillar...
Nailed that.
That pillar has the silhouette of a dad bod.
It's the only pillar that's a different shape. that's a strong pillar for me.
It's just a straight line from the shoulders fucking down to the feet.
Yeah.
And then the arms coming off in a plaid lumberjacky sort of vibe.
Sort of, yeah.
And then what was the last one? The last pillar of fatherhood?
Oh, dad jokes.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how you turn that into a pillar.
I think it's a metaphorical pillar.
Oh, yeah. It's like a piss tank.
I would assume they're all metaphorical pillars.
Well, yeah.
That's true. But none of them are
physical pillars.
Don't
take that away
from
me.
Sorry, Nat. You can have your pillars. My bad.
Thank you. That's all I
have.
I don't
mean to hurt anyone.
That's all I have.
And then propped up on top of that, it's just the wee babe.
The wee baby.
And a five-way pentagonal hammock strung in the middle.
Beautiful. That's
the
a beautiful
five
image.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like
you're a poet, James.
Like the start of Tarzan, when old Tarzan's hung by the nappy in the netting.
Yep.
Comparable to that.
Yeah, very.
Well said.
Leopard.
Very
prison.
Well said. You are an artist, actually.
The leopard of fatherhood. drives you as hell. You raise Piper. I mean, your daughter, sorry. You can mute there.
That's right. We can name her.
I didn't even
mean
to.
Do you want me to beep out your daughter's name now?
Nah.
It's unintentional. Nah. That wasn't even like a comedy dox. That was just a legit dox.
That's just an accidental dox. No, it's okay. My name's Piper.
So, before we sat down for the podcast, I poured myself a nice hearty rum and coke, which I'll be honest, I've finished. And 15 minutes in, I think it's time we get a little wild with the podcast.
Uh-oh.
So, I don't really know where I'm going with this, but Nat, you said you had some topics you wanted to bring up. So,
yes.
I'm going to smooth segue.
Beautifully smooth.
As it's happening right
like
now.
Like butter.
Just like butter.
It's melted butter too, so it's just flowing.
Like Olivani.
Oof, but like soft Olivani.
Like it's that's been on the bench.
Yeah, it's just sort of pouring out of the corner.
Four or five days.
Like a liquid Olivani.
It's like boiled.
It's boiled. It's boiling. It's fucking boiling butter.
It's margarine.
It's margarine.
Smooth transition, like it's boiling margarine.
So, yeah, like I said to you guys earlier, I've been lubricating up some topics, and I'm ready to
slip
insert them into your ear holes. As you two and some of our listeners will know, until sort of last year, I was Alex's neighbor. Everyone remembers Alex?
Mm. Yep.
He was on the podcast. We may or may not have killed him. He may or may not be residing in a different country. The point being, physically, we lived next door to one another. And you're all very familiar with his abode, which we lovingly named The Rat's Nest.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, well, it's been sold. It's been sold to some randoms. And they've
non-rats.
Yeah, non-rats, normies. And they've been fucking around with it, and it's made me a bit upset. Well, it didn't make me upset, but it just got me thinking, in a sort of nostalgic light.
Oh, man.
This
is getting
just
real.
Reminiscing over some of the times we shared.
I know. Joy is fleeting.
Nest. So I thought we'd go over some of the damage we've done to that house.
Oh.
Beginning with...
Allegedly, of course.
Damage.
We should preface this with
to someone else's house.
The damage has been done, but who's done it?
Well,
it's been sold and it's been repaired prior to that.
Alex's mum's not fussed anymore.
No.
I don't know. She's never owned a home. Maybe she'll be deeply insulted.
I don't think she'll be too insulted. She sort of left the nest in
to
a
rot.
In a basically, like there are a lot of previously unknown to science specimens residing in the carpet.
The first couple of million of Nat's children that didn't quite make it.
Exactly.
Oh, that dark blue colour that it may not have started as.
Yeah, it was like a fleck coloured carpet. It was very strange, but it smelled weird. And it was...
I don't know anything about that.
It was weirdly moist in certain areas.
Mm, yeah, it was damp.
Might know something about that.
Yeah.
Rats thrive on moisture.
Rats do thrive on moisture.
Like moss.
And, they eat moss. That's what rats eat. Moss.
Oh, is that why they...
That's why they love the rat's nest.
Well, why are they a problem to humans if they just eat moss?
I don't know, man.
Like,
because there's no moss left
cows.
For us, dude.
Yeah. It's like, what?
Little tiny street cows.
Street cows.
Cows don't eat moss, retard.
Yeah, they eat grass, and if a rat tried to eat grass, it would be like eating a gigantic cheeseburger, just like a foot high.
What?
Equivalent for a human, not if a rat tried to do that. It would be impossible. So it needs its own rat equivalent of grass. Smaller moss is a rat equivalent of grass.
It's rat grass. Moss is just rat grass.
Yeah. Grass is to cows what moss is to rats.
Is that a name for the podcast?
It's too long.
Definitely.
Rat grass.
Oh, there's no such thing as too long.
Yeah, rat grass is good.
Yeah, rat grass is good. Anyway, I was thinking, I remember we were jousting, which is a pretty noble sport.
Yeah.
Traditionally played on horseback with lances and shields. The idea is the horses fucking gallop at each other and the knights try and whack each other off with it. Well, unseat each other, not whack each other off. That happens later.
We did some whacking off, though, for sure.
Yeah, there was some whacking off that's gone on. But anyway, so we were jousting, if you remember, on office chairs with...
Oh, I do remember.
Dude, there was one pool cue for the pool table because the other one broke, I think, in a jousting-related incident. But we had one pool cue and we unscrewed the fucking thing and each person had half of a pool cue. And so instead of a horse propelling itself along, we just pushed the two fucking office chairs at each other.
That's fucking gold.
With the pool cues and try and, you know, I don't know, kill each other. But you'll remember David.
Yeah. I know this one.
We may have propelled him slightly too fast and he put his head through the fucking wall. Made a big hole in the wall. Do you remember that?
There was a hole in that wall for literally 10 years.
We just moved a couch in front of it. His fucking head went into the wall.
Bit of a curtain. It was actually pretty tactical.
Yeah.
Spot.
It was a good place, yeah, because the curtain concealed it partially. And then we just moved a couch in front of it so that it concealed sort of the rest of it.
David's always doing that shit. Of course, yeah. He would, like, break it in the perfect spot when undetected. Spot. There's no way Alex's mum knew about it.
No, until she had to jib it later.
No, well.
Or drywall it
I
for our
seen
American
it.
Listeners.
I haven't seen it repaired, so as far as I'm concerned, that never happened.
No, it did get repaired. I saw it.
Yeah, well, I mean,
but it lives on, unrepaired, in our memories.
That's your take on it.
Mm. Now, another hilarious method of destruction that happened down there was, I believe it was after you guys moved, and Alex's little brother, Max, had a party, and one of his mates reckoned he could fit through the cat flap in the glass door.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Just to paint a picture for the listeners. This isn't any particularly different cat flap.
Nope. It's, a
it's
standard,
no larger.
Standard.
It's no stronger.
Cat-sized
It's in a door
flap.
That's no different. And it's exclusively made for tiny cats.
Yeah.
So
it's a cat-sized cat flap. If you had a human-sized cat flap, then it wouldn't be a cat flap. It'd be a human flap.
It'd be a human flap.
Or it'd just
like
be
a
flap.
Dog.
We'd just call it a flap.
A flap.
On the door flap.
You should start sticking those in doors. Just a flap for people to use.
Yeah, when you don't want to open the door fully, just crawl through
locked,
the flap.
You know,
yeah, just flap on in. We could, it could be a new verb, just flapping in.
Well, it's already a verb, but
I suppose
we'd
it is.
Give it a
but
new
it
meaning,
could be
wouldn't we?
And used in a new context.
Yeah.
So one of Alex's friends, who may or may not have been reasonably intoxicated, thought that the key.
I don't
to
think
getting,
there was anything reasonable about it.
No, pretty unreasonably intoxicated. Then he well. From what I understand, he decided that the key to getting through the cat flap unscathed was velocity. Like, as much put as much speed behind that motherfucker as you can.
Yeah.
So he went full tit at the door, head first, the whole fucking door shattered and came off its hinges, and he didn't get through the cat flap. So we've got a broken
Shock
wall,
horror.
A broken door.
It's all into perspective, eh?
I'm trying to think what else we destroyed in that fucking place.
I mean, we didn't really do that much damage compared to that. Like, we never fucking busted
that was,
the door down.
Yeah, that was the big one.
I remember one of his first ones, he fucked up that little wooden thing that we used to sleep on. Put the sofa on it. They just took it out onto the lawn and they just destroyed it. And then we couldn't sleep on it anymore.
That was kind of an upgrade, to be honest.
Yeah, that thing was pretty shit.
That room really thrived on death and destruction.
Yeah. It was. It's dirty. It's a dirty place.
It is a dirty place.
It didn't matter if you spilled anything. That was one of the best things about it.
It just got absorbed by the room.
Which is lucky, because, I mean, it was the party house of choice for, like, 7 years.
At least. Fuck, it was good. I think all of us have vomited in there.
Oh, definitely.
I think I might have had a tack yak in the toilet. Nothing hugely
significant. Not in the main room? Wait, have you guys not vomited in the main room?
I don't know if I've yacked in the main room.
I don't think I've yacked
several
in the
times.
Because normally,
I think I might have snuck away to a toilet to have a tack yak. Usually, you know that thing that happens to me when people are like, have some spirits.
Yeah, yeah, and you're like, no, it makes me sick. And they're like,
it makes me sick. And they're like, oh, you're a pussy. And I'm like, okay. And then I do it. And then I'm like, oh, wow, I'm sick. Yeah. I feel terrible for half an hour. Mm. Let me just go and now I feel much better. Now I'm going to get back to drinking beers and.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know, displaying my manliness that way.
That's kind of what happened at your 22nd birthday, Nat. Except I didn't object at all. I just did lots of gin shots.
Heaps of gin shots, yeah.
You did it on a much larger scale. Like, I know.
Glorious, man.
I know that one shot of just a spirit or a liquor is probably going to unsettle my tummy for about half an hour, and then I'll probably be right. But it's like half an hour that I could have spent just sinking heaps of fucking beers.
Yeah.
But you, having a great time. At my 22nd, you, I don't know what you were up to, man.
That was glorious. Just watching
the bartender
an individual
was just fucking just plying you with alcohol. I think I was encouraging it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I distinctly remember you buying at least a few of the shots.
Most of them shouts.
I might have done that.
I think I bought one beer that night before people started memeing about gin shots, and then it was just game over.
It was so beautiful.
I reckon it
was time to leave, and then we were like, where the fuck is Morton?
Oh, yeah.
And then he's just in the bathroom, just...
Yeah.
We're like, oh, man.
I have absolutely no memory of that.
You had to walk home.
And then there was fucking people crashing in Alex's... in the rat's nest. Because
there was
individuals living
in
there.
No. That was a different night.
Oh, yeah, because you... I got a... Yeah.
That was after
Alex's
party, like birthday thing.
Yeah.
But that was also shit.
I reckon that you could funnel a beer for every shot of liquor one of the boys has.
Yeah.
Definitely on rack. In your little cradle.
Yep. Man, I didn't realize how fucked I was until I tried to stand up.
Yeah.
Discovered that I couldn't and just sat back down.
How ruthless was your hangover? Was it too bad?
Nah, not that bad.
Not me.
My thing is, by the time, like, if I'm just drinking beer after beer after beer after beer, by the time I get to, like, the 10th, the first couple have sort of worn off. So if I just keep going at that level, I just hit a nice plateau.
Yeah,
you can't get over, like, 8.
Unless I drink them really, really fast.
Mm. Yeah, you've got to be, like, hammering them. Otherwise, you can just cruise all night drinking beers.
Because I just go, and there's enough... liquid in them that I don't get too dehydrated, which I think is half of a hangover anyway. So I just keep going.
Fuck, what was the name of that game where we just stuck a bunch of random shit in a bag and passed the bag around and you just reached in and grabbed a can and funneled it and then you passed the bag on?
I don't remember that.
They were in those blue...
Sure. Knowing the City Boys, it would have been something dumb like funnel bag.
I think Jasper was all over it. I can definitely
just
ask him.
Mystery bag.
It. It was so good.
I don't think Jasper's ever going to forget that moment, to be honest.
Morton, do you reckon... Jesus, fuck.
Well said.
I need
elocution
lessons. Do you remember the Swamp Water Swallow?
I do. Oh, I do remember the Swamp Water Swallow.
It had many forms, didn't it? One of them was just trying to pressure Loader into drinking a bucket of cigarette butts, flies, and old beer.
And old beer, yeah. And a bit of, like, spirits.
I think there was some urine in there, too.
Yeah, it was just like... It was just the dregs of, you know, like, you've got half a sip of your beer left, just fucking pour it in that bucket. Oh, you finish the cigarette, chuck the butt in the bucket, just let it sort of ferment. Let it
soup up.
Yeah, let it soup up.
The ash is like when you add cornstarch to a soup and it thickens it.
Yeah, just thickens it. It's beautiful.
Brings it to a nice soupy broth.
Sort of viscosity, yeah. And then we were like, you should drink that. Pretty much, and you did some of it.
No, that's not true at all.
That's pretty much how
it
went.
I don't know if you had the pissy stuff.
I don't think you had any piss.
I'm pretty sure you would have drawn the line long before drinking piss.
I wouldn't have blamed
you. Actual piss.
Yeah, just like drunk Morton will do a lot of dumb shit, but drinking piss is not one of them.
Like that glorious flip, man.
Oh my god.
Oh,
yeah,
with the fucking,
we almost need to.
Immediate 45-degree, like, twist, shoulder roll in.
Yep.
Beautiful.
Yep.
Yeah, there was not a lot of commitment in that at all.
You had a good amount of speed coming up, but then at the last second you chose to try and use like the timber as a springboard, and you lost all your juice, and then it was all over from there.
You sort of ran it in my head at the time. You ran at the edge, and it's like, what's it called in the Olympics? The triple jump, where they do a hop, skip, and a jump, and it's like a long jump.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I did.
That's sort of like what you did, but a little bit more retarded.
Well, you would have been like shit-faced, so...
You sort of ran at it and then jumped.
Yeah, I was pretty drunk, in all fairness.
I leapt to the edge to then jump off of the edge.
That's right.
It was so weird, like you lost all of your momentum and then just did like a sort of flip that went sideways and...
But it wasn't like
And
a
I caught it all
up.
In slow motion. It was beautiful.
Did it
No, it was definitely a fuck-up. Oh, big time. My back was so sore.
Oh, I thought it was at least...
Slapped it big time.
I'm not a big pinky where you just fucking... Slap the water.
Cracker.
Oh, amazing stuff.
I just the reason I asked that about your hangover was because you surely will be doing that this New Year's.
Oh, absolutely.
Cradling up. Just funneling Dobros, right?
Yeah,
just
pretty
pouring
much.
Pouring a glass of water.
I think it was it a bean bag? I think it was in a bean bag.
No, it was that big orange chair.
Oh, that thing. Yeah.
With
the arms
that are like wider than the pillow.
Yeah, I couldn't get out of the chair very easily. Because I tried to stand up and everything.
For more reasons than one.
Yeah, exactly. A, because I'm real old and everything in my body hurts. But also B, because I was completely shit-faced and didn't really... As soon as I started to get up, I was like, I don't fucking know what way is up.
Yeah.
I'll just plonk, sit back down.
What happened
this
after
is nice.
That? Did we call it? Did you just call it and post up for the night? Did we
I don't
do
know,
some
probably.
Shit?
We probably did some weird shit. I think I probably called it not long after. It was like late afternoon. We'd been doing some other stupid shit in the day, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the trouble. I remember when we used to go there, like the first afternoon, we'd go to the beach and kick a ball around, and I would think, fuck, this could be the first time I'm like sober for the next week. And then like a week later, you fucking sitting on the boat going home, and you're like, holy shit. That was an accurate premonition that I made on the beach a week ago.
It's just not the case.
You weren't like, I was just rolled the whole time.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, I can't fucking wait for New Year's. It's going to be so good.
There were a couple of times, a couple of those fucking nights where I had like 2 hours sleep maximum.
Yeah,
that's just fucking...
It's a generous assumption.
Yeah, just bouncing off the fucking walls. Fucking... Fucking two more sleeps till Christmas. Fucking unbelievable. What an animal. Oh dear.
That could be the biggest buff, is improving the sleeping arrangements, right? The agony.
Yeah.
Where are we talking about? Are we still talking about the rat's nest, or are we talking about
rackers? The rat's nest is
fucked. The rat's nest is permanently fucked. We've done too much bad shit in that place. It's like seeped into the walls.
We can't make good memories in that room.
No. No.
Sad ones.
On the carpet. Have we all...
Christ.
All of us have had sex in that house.
Oh.
Whose house?
Alex's house.
In the Racker's house? Oh, yeah, right.
I don't know. I think
I have not.
Oh, okay.
Neither's Nat, so.
Really? Yeah. No, I definitely haven't done that.
Look, I've had sex with a
really
lot of women in a lot of places, Nat, so I could have. I'm
it's
not
hard
sure.
to remember. It's hard to recall.
Maybe number 31 or 32 was in the rat's nest. Yeah, pretty sure.
Something around there.
Yeah, that's right. And that was like ages ago.
Yeah. That was like when I was 6.
That was when I was on Fear Factor. Yeah.
you had to eat some fucking cow bollocks and just
fame.
Slam some broad.
Once girls know you're the ball eater from Fear Factor and you got 50k after
just start getting them away.
You just start racking up numbers.
Beating them away with a shitty stick.
Once they know 10 years ago you won 50k, they're all in. Surprise.
Like, oh, let's try and milk some of that fucking
like,
money back
out
of them.
If you stuck that in a savings account, that would be like 55k now.
Mate, yeah, imagine the interest you could earn on that. I do love a solid financial man.
Interest is fucked. Interest is just breadcrumbs from the government trying to keep us going to work and being corporate slaves. It doesn't make sense.
Keep well the money said. In well the banks.
Yeah.
Don't trust the banks, man.
If you just stick a big pile of fucking gold bars in the ground and come back in a year later, there will be like 3 to 5% more gold by weight in the same way as bank interest. So they don't even have that unique sales pitch.
Exactly.
You can just get
Here's a question for you. Here's a question for you, boys. All right. So I'm going to give you a timeline of 5 years. And in that 5 years, you have to try and generate as much money as possible using any means possible. So you can go about this in whatever way you see fit, but obviously any and all risks associated with whatever method you choose are real and will happen if you get caught. How much money do you think you could generate in 5 years if you could do anything at all?
Depends how much money only you start goal with.
You start with $0
of $1 million.
You start with $0.
So you start with $0. You're starting from nothing.
So if I make $1 in 5 years, that's fucking awesome return on my investment.
Do I start with zero?
It's not so much an investment. It's more like, okay, so let's say for instance, right now,
what's your best get rich quick scheme is what you're
essentially. But right now, let's say for instance, right now, everything you own, everything you have. You still have access to all the resources that you have currently.
That's true.
Crippling debt.
But no additional. Like you can't dream up knowing someone that you don't already know.
Bill Gates.
All of your money is reset to zero. Like your bank accounts are emptied if they're not already.
Do you go and then, up from negatives to zero?
What? No, you start at zero. What do you mean?
So
you don't lose
all of our
money.
Current debt is erased.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Maybe. So, like assuming that you owe no money and you have
no money.
Can we
just
stop
there?
That's fine.
All you have to do is make as much as you can. How much money do you think you can make in 5 years' time?
Well,
so we're starting from zero, you're saying?
Yep.
Do you have a home?
Yep. Yeah, you got a home. You got whatever you have now. So, if your parents pay for your internet bill, then you have internet. But you live in a home.
Yes.
You do live in a home, not like an
whatever
older
your whatever
home.
Your circumstances
like
are
a
now.
home.
Just to, no, it's like, man, getting a fucking mic for the podcast every week is a fucking bitch.
Or just do something safe, invest in property.
How are you going? How you have $0?
Yeah,
take out a loan, and invest in property.
Yeah,
done.
That's what makes this whole the premise of this dumb.
Yeah, well, I didn't say it was a good idea.
Some offense, Morton. like, say, give us a grand each, and we'll see what we can do with a grand.
I'm not giving you
a grand. I guess maybe starting from zero is maybe a bit harsh.
Well,
maybe
it's just like, you can't start, yeah.
You wouldn't even have enough money for next week's rent.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess you'd have a job, though. We'd start with our jobs. You'd make
have
your
nothing.
At least
five
times yearly salary. Yep.
Say that all we have is $1,000. And we start from that. That's all you have. How much do you think you can make in 5 years?
I just walk into a casino.
stick it all on black.
And within an hour, you know whether or not you're going to be able to make any money at all.
I just bet it fucking it all up. Well, how can you, though? You just need like impossible odds. I'd go in there for like a $1 in $2 million chance. Bet my $1,000. And if I get I would have $2 billion.
Buy $1,000 worth of lotto tickets.
No, that's fucking smart. Because that's like 94 million sometimes. Powerball shit. Yeah.
Do you reckon you would make money on that purchase?
No.
If you won it, you would.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
the probability is a bit fucked, though.
It's low.
Same as the casino thing.
They're both low.
Because here's the issue, right? Here's the issue with that theory. If you go to the casino and you win, like, let's say you win $5 million, you, like, absolutely fucking kill it. Your RNG's just fucking out the wazoo that night. You still then have to... Like, you... okay.
It's a game of skill.
You have to continue earning
money
never
for the next,
like, 4 years and 364 days because the timer stops at 5 years, not at your highest peak, like, value during that time.
So you just have to not go below.
So you've still got to survive for 5 years, which is, you know, you can do for pretty cheap, admittedly.
You can get a van. I've been watching... Oh, this is a segue. It's quite an epic one, but I'll ride on it later. No, that's cool. It's in park mode right now. How does Segways work?
Okay.
I don't know. You got to put it in drive.
Park mode?
Park mode? Segway, activate park mode.
Okay.
I reckon that's my... I forgot to tell you guys I've got a new idea for a business. It's a talking Segway, voice-activated Segway.
It's a cute voice-activated
Segway. Segway.
Yeah, yeah. You just go like, Segway, go, and it's like, okay, and then it goes away.
Should make it look like Broom, that car.
Oh, okay, so that is my idea. I'm going to make talking voice-activated Segways and make fucking bank in 5 years.
Oh, shit. Which part of the Segway functionality is voice activated?
If I could drop this mic, I would, but I can't because it's attached to a whole bunch of shit.
Very steadily attached to an arm, you motherfucker.
Wow.
But let's metaphorically drop the mic. I'm just going to go.
I'm blown away.
Boof.
That was amazing, Nat.
God damn it. Now I've got to find that in the fucking recording.
I've won.
Fuck.
I would be a business partner with Nat.
Yeah, you can come on board.
Epic. You're right to just 49% your profit.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
That I'm on long for the ride.
Whoa, hold on.
If you bring that, if you bring $700 of that, $1,000.
Oh yeah.
I'll be an early investor. We can spend the rest on food and alcohol.
Yeah,
yeah.
Maybe one of those pod hostels so we can live really cheap for two months.
Yeah.
Until it all blows up.
Yeah.
All of the Segways. Because they've got to take pissed. 2 months
I'm
at least
mad,
to make.
Boys.
Yeah,
I'll be honest. I'm kind of upset right now.
We'll give you a free Segway, man.
I want in on the fucking investment, bitch. I don't want a fucking... I don't want your garbage fucking Segway. I want to be in on the investment. You're not going to let in on the business
if you think it's a garbage Segway.
I want 34%.
You have to believe in the product. 34.
I want 34.
I wasn't going to give you a Segway. I was just going to let you look at it for about 5 minutes or so.
I'll give you my... Oh, you mean me?
No.
Oh.
Morton.
Are you thinking 34 and then we'd both have 33, James, so you'd own it?
I don't think he did that.
I was really
hoping... He just pulled a random number out of his asshole.
I was really hoping you wouldn't figure that out, but look, you've jumped on it straight away.
But Nat would still hang on to... 51, probably.
Yeah, I would.
You'd be foolish you're to only gonna
sell
get,
below majority share.
You're only going to get 15%.
Yeah, I mostly just want to buy one of the Segways for free. I want a Segway for free. I want to buy it for free, and then I'm going to sell my shares.
I tell you what, it's like a GoFundMe thing, or Patreon?
Greenlight.
Anyway, there are tiers to your pledge. Since I like you, and you're prepared to give $700 of the $1,000.
Wait, are you talking to me?
Pretty big pledge.
Well, you got a grand too, man. You could also pledge.
I'm gonna give you a Segway for free, Drummond.
Oh, that's fucking epic.
That's like a perk.
Oh, yeah. Is it the Brum model?
Oh, absolutely, it's the Brum model.
I've wanted one of these since I was a kid,
and I wanted it to talk.
I thought I'd be able to buy one of these with my Fear Factor winnings,
but I didn't have the technology yet.
I just wanted a Brum Segway.
I've been waiting for technology to catch up with my dreams.
Yeah.
A Brum Segway. You did it, Nat. Finally. I donate all of the remaining $300 to you just to push your 5-year reach that little bit further.
Yeah, we're going to sell Brum Segways to everyone.
You can have it. I'm done with the material world. I've got my Segway. I'm just going to travel around like a van girl.
Segway around, yeah. Voice activated as well.
How do you charge a Segway? Do you think it's like micro USB?
Probably like a like a laptop charger or something like that.
It'll be fucking proprietary, won't it? Oh,
absolutely. What do you think? You can just buy some fucking off the shelf.
Some sort of universal cord?
Some shitty cord. Mate, I'm going to be selling voice-activated Segway cords for fuckloads.
The cords
Apple.
Are voice-activated?
No.
The cords for
it's
the
for
voice
the voice-activated Segway.
Oh, I got it.
That is confusing. We should put a comma on the packaging.
Yeah, we will put a comma on the packaging.
There's
I'm
never
all
comma
for,
on packages.
Yeah, I'm all for correct grammar and stuff, you know.
Do you think that the Segway would have taken off more if Apple had made their own Segway?
Instead of the iPod.
What if the iPhone never existed?
Everyone would be listening to Zooms on their...
Well, didn't they try and make a car?
I think that was rumored, but did it actually happen?
Because I know Google tried to make a self-driving car, and it looked like a fucking child's toy bumping into shit.
That's kind of on brand, to be honest.
It's accurate. Fucking just drive into a tunnel with Google Maps up. Think shit's the bed. I don't blame it. Like, I get how GPS works, all right? Yeah. But
I understand that there's limitations. Works,
yeah. Still but, retarded.
Fuck you, Google.
Still fucked. They should at least tell you.
Maps up your ass.
They just fucking pull the rug out from under you in the tunnel.
Do you think there's any... Like, are there any companies that we explicitly don't want to fuck off on the podcast? Like, probably SoundCloud is one of them, because they host the podcast, so we should not fuck with them at all in any way.
Blizzard.
But, like, Apple can kill themselves.
When they crack down on that dodgy Hearthstone player.
Yeah, we do hate Blizzard now.
No, this is the nice list, right? Not the naughty list.
Oh, we're not pissing off Blizzard. Why? Oh, what did Blizzard do for us?
The thing about when they sussed Blitzchung, the radical revolutionary.
But that we don't get any benefit from Blizzard, so we could just say fuck Blizzard.
They brought us some cool games.
Yeah, that's true. Well said.
And then ruined them. And just ripped them out of our hands. And then they gave us like a shittier knockoff Chinese version of them. Oh my gosh. It's all connected. Tencent.
It's all connected.
The Chinese Communist Party. Blitzchung. He's like the ignition for the oil drum of, yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to inject some politics into the podcast, but I don't know anything about politics.
That much has become very evident very quickly.
I don't think many of our listeners do either, so I think we're all on the same.
We could just honestly spout total bullshit. I mean, more than we already do. Yeah. And people would believe it.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. Do you reckon we should just start lying?
I mean, we've done quite a lot of it.
Let's pick an agenda in episode 14, and then episodes 15 onwards will just be blatant propaganda for that arbitrary agenda.
Our agenda should be that red is the fastest color.
We can't. Everyone knows that, though. No one disagrees with that.
Yeah, that's true. That's just facts. That's my
we've got to get a slightly edgier one.
Slightly edgier. Okay. We're going to have to resist the urge to get too edgy here.
Yeah, that was... I foresaw that happening.
I've been edging the whole episode.
It's not bite off more than we can chew.
Sorry.
No, you're not. Okay. Wipe the tears out of my eyes. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. That's a mental image that's going to haunt me.
I had a segue when I started talking about segues.
Yep.
I don't remember what the segue was, but...
Yeah, I commandeered it, I'm afraid. I apologize.
No, but I think I was already commandeering your previous segue earlier anyway.
Man, this is like... Segception over here. It's fucking
you reckon Segception's the way to go? That's Segception. The way you're gonna combine that?
Yeah.
Segan now.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I guess this, you could have said it in Sep way, but that wouldn't have worked.
Yeah. Insection. So I think you owe me an apology.
Insection.
Sorry.
I
would like to formally apologize to Nathaniel on the podcast.
I appreciate your apology. I accept your apology.
Okay.
But I don't forgive you.
I have a list of 5 talking points.
Okay.
Content available per point.
Hell. Yeah.
0 to 1 minute, I would say, each. They're pretty
specific. That's good, because typically the podcast only goes for an hour and we're at 49 minutes. So you're really pushing us.
Let's fucking keep them close to zero.
All right.
We could honestly, we could crank out a long one, boys. We could.
We could.
We could crank out
a long one.
We don't. Yeah.
We haven't edged for more than an hour before, have you?
We don't have a lot of content, but we can make it work.
Something might happen to you.
I don't think humanity's tested what happens if you itch for over an hour.
No.
You should do it for science on the podcast, James.
Yeah.
Just like when I ate balls for Joe Rogan.
Not even for 50 grand, just for Joe Rogan. Just can't resist his little face. Anyway, quickfire talking points. Go.
Yeah. Okay. Tiny houses. Thoughts?
Okay. Thoughts.
Is that the whole thing?
No, there's a list of five. This is one of five.
Like, go into it slightly more. Tiny house, like, for tiny people?
No, for adults. For ordinary humans.
So like a doll's house.
No, no. I really like a deliberate choice to live in a tiny house of, like,
like
a couple of hundred square meter. Only just above point.
Did you just, like, flex your white privilege right then?
Van conversions.
Okay. Honestly, I froth them big time. I reckon, like, a purpose-built house with, like, the exact amount of space and rooms that you need to, like, function is a really cool idea.
Yeah.
But I think that it's definitely, like, a personality thing, right? Because some people just can't survive in, like, small spaces. Being able to fucking, like, move and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, like, you'd be confined. Which, like, I like, because I spend most of my time sitting on my PC anyway.
That's kind of why I figured I would be up for it.
Yeah.
You did.
Should we build a tiny house? Should we build a tiny EQSF house?
Yeah. We should build a tiny EQSF studio, and we can all just live there.
Well, you can fit, like, four people in a van, technically. It'd be pretty horrible.
Oh, wait, hold on. Are you talking like a tiny house, or are you talking a van?
Well, now I'm on point number two.
I think it segues into point number two.
Van conversions for purposes of accommodation.
Not into it at all. Not into it.
So somewhere between vans and tiny houses, James, you're like, yeah, that's good shit.
He pulls the pin.
Yeah, that line is mostly somewhere between the point where you can no longer get fiber internet installed. That's where that line is drawn.
Yep, that's a good response. Mm-hmm.
Yep. I have mixed feelings about a van conversion or like a camper van, I want to say, or a motorhome. I don't know what the difference is. It depends on the motorhome. If it's like here, how we have those shitty, it's like a Toyota Hiace, and it has like a fucking table that folds into a bed and shit. And
oh,
it's like,
this is
real shit. But
nothing
in
shitty
America,
about them, for the record.
In America,
they have like buses.
They do fucking RVs, and some of them are epic.
Yeah.
Some of them are very fucking cool. Like, they have fucking like jet skis on the back, and they just cruise down the dead straight highways. And I think they swing, like, they have sex with other people,
and
just
groups?
For fun
jet
in
skis.
Groups. Well, sometimes the jet skis are involved. I'm not 100% sure of the ins and outs.
I feel like if the tour bus, no, the RV swingers are getting the jet skis involved, that's bordering on. That could be illegal.
Yeah. Okay. Why?
Well, I guess the joke is jet skis are like, they're little mini vert. They're like children. Yeah, it's pretty bad form.
Fucking hell.
Did you talk about... Were you talking
about
the jet skis,
little children RVs?
Were you talking about RVs, like going, like swinging, like the act?
Yeah, devs
swinging with like a
other
person
people.
Would do.
Yes, I'm saying the people. I'm making a generalization about the people who drive RVs,
right,
or motorhomes.
Predators.
No, they're also interested in swinging.
And meth dealers.
Maybe.
I've seen Breaking Bad. I know the deal.
I thought you meant that the RVs themselves were going to an RV version of a swingers club, an RV swinging.
I think that's just an RV park, isn't it?
Oh my god!
Surely campgrounds are just like orgy city.
Pretty much, but just like for old white people.
Yeah,
in
like
America.
Those guys that take it camping.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's not camping. I need to voice a opinion, and that's if you are sleeping within any space that is not literally like a thin sheet of waterproof material, you're not camping. If you're
so
in
you're
a building, if you're
camping,
in a vehicle,
camping is tents only.
Tents only. Tents okay. only.
What
like
if
you're on a you're on a you're... very valid holiday otherwise, but you're not camping.
Okay. Okay. Because you don't
That's
make
all.
Camp, so to speak.
Well, It's not even that. It's just if you're not slumming it in a cold fucking tent or a hot tent for that matter, you just
get hot.
If you it's not.
Especially if there's a lot of swinging involved. And get awful hot. Friend,
you cut out. What did you say?
I said if you're sometimes tents can get very hot, especially if you're swinging. A friend told me.
Okay, tent swingers, different club to the RV swingers.
Yes, but tent still swingers nonetheless. Pathetic. What's your third point, Drummond?
Oh, yeah, fair enough. urban camping.
I don't think we need to explore that one anymore. I think we've kind of tapped out on that one.
Yeah, we've got into urban camping / swinging. Fourth point.
Off grid.
Nah. I need to be well on the grid. I need to be like super in the grid, to be honest.
I'm kind of on the fence, on the grid fence.
Yeah.
I do like the internet.
Love it.
You know.
That's the thing. Like, if we went off the grid,
YouTube videos, EQSF would die. And, internet
Netflix
pornography
is the best.
And things of that nature.
Yeah, and porn's epic too.
But I also
well said.
I also could see myself living in the wilderness like a bear man.
Yeah.
And like living off the land.
Like a Siberian fishmonger.
Yeah, something like that.
See, I could do that temporarily. I reckon I'd froth that for like a month. I could like definitely hit up like a bear time when you pretend to be a bear for a month or so and you just go out into the forest.
What about like if
is that a term? A bear time?
Bear time?
But after that, I think I'd get bored.
What about if you split your year? Say money was no object.
Yeah.
Just,
I love where you're going with this already.
We're obviously fucking millionaires off this segue.
After 5 years of generating money, we've got heaps of cash and we're ready to go out and do bear time.
Out our ass. And so like for 6 months of the year, preferably probably the warmer 6 months like summer and stuff. So for the warmer half of the year, you could go out, go into the bush, get off the grid.
Hunt.
You know, hunt.
Yeah, connect with your roots.
Yeah, shit. Just become spiritual in the forest or the ocean or wherever it is that you like.
Become a druid.
Become a druid, yeah. Sing yourself into a tree.
Oh, now you speak my language.
And then when you're like, man, I've been edging for 6 months. I really need to watch some really need to watch some internet pornography right now.
Mm.
Then just back home and, you know, open up Pornhub and have at it, as it were.
Watch porn for 6 months.
For 6 months.
And you just fucking go back out there.
I've only come to bush porn for the last 6 months. All right, I need some fucking 4K in my life.
What's that?
Bush
What's
porn's
that?
Already a thing.
What's yeah, that yeah, Rick bush, and Morty well, episode where they go into the tiny verse and then into the microverse and then the teeny verse? And Morty's like adopted by the tree people and he's like, I jacked it the other day to an extra curvy log. It's like, I can imagine us sort of running around grunting. We've forgotten how to speak English. Just sort of... And then just jacking it to finding an extra curvy log, and
that would be the become the unloading. Goal of our little society, just to find sexy logs we can all jack to.
Just hey, I jacked to that log this morning. Well, I'm having it this afternoon. Find your own log.
That's what
you jacked to this log. Jacked on it. Fuck off.
At its core, I reckon.
This is my log.
So to be like a hibernation schedule, but you. It's half of the year.
Yeah, yeah, I hear you.
I think that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, I love it.
Mm. Fifth point.
Oh, yeah, composting toilets.
Ooh.
Like a long drop?
No, they're like, more I don't fully understand them. They're normally in, I should have put this after tiny houses and van conversions, but yep. You stick them in van conversions and they are like, contain some like peat moss and whatever, and you use them. And then you just, like, turn a lever, and then that's supposed to... That's it, apparently. Yeah, what do you reckon about that?
I don't know. I've never heard of this before, so I don't trust it.
Me neither, but I like the idea.
Nah, man. They're fucked.
You don't like that idea?
You're just sitting in a van that's got your kitchen and your bed in it, and your partner, and then you just, like, pull a little... Essentially a plastic chamber pot out from under your bed. It's got a little bit of fucking coconut fibre in the bottom of it.
Yeah,
and then
it's a
you
mold.
Just
drop a deuce.
Yeah, you just sit there. You just do that.
And then you just turn fucking lever like 3 or 4 times. You close the lid, you just push it under your bed, and you're like, car pie. That's sorted.
Nah. People used to poo in things and just put them back in the, under their bed, right? That was the thing.
Or tip them out the window into the street.
It's just got to be free pooping, man.
So you're saying you wouldn't fuck with a composting toilet? You'd just go outside and
shit somewhere.
It just seems unnecessary to have the extra step, right? Like, surely just dump out the window.
Yeah, man. Like a dog.
Don't even stop the car.
just aim keep out the engine window. Running.
Keep the engine running. I'll be back in 2 seconds. I've been saving this up.
Storing this one for a long 6 months in the forest.
Gonna take shit and watch some porn. But get straight back into it.
Do like a 8 kilo shit and blow a fucking huge load.
I've been edging in more ways than one voice.
Oh, man. I think we've peaked. I think that's the peak. You can't get much better than that.
Oh, fuck.
You can't get much better than that at all.
Fuck, that's got to be accurate, man. It's got to be what happens after hibernation.
Right? Yeah, because you wouldn't, like, imagine a bear, which it's the only creature I know that hibernates. But
yeah, me too.
It wouldn't maybe just...
There's other ones. Hedgehogs.
It wouldn't just lie there and just shit itself, would it? Maybe it would.
I don't know. They must shit at some point throughout their fucking winter. There's no fucking way.
They're not eating anything, though.
Yeah, nah, but they're still... Like, I don't eat for a few days. I've still got to shit.
Yeah, but they're not shitting mass. They, like, I guess they do lose weight when they hibernate.
They just go into, like, a real low-energy... low-energy consumption sort of, you know, sleepy mode. That's why they eat shitloads and then just go into a cave and have a sleep for however long.
Imagine if humans did that. Imagine if we just went to sleep for like 6 months out of the year.
I would
and like
fucking love that.
The world glorious. Just shut down.
Yeah.
It'd be so fucked though. You'd wake up every 6 months and you'd be fucking living The Last of Us, like just minor zombies, except kind of with zombies because everyone that's just woken up is like, fuck off.
Are you saying that like the people just that chose up. Not to hibernate would...
No, I'm saying that everyone who's just woken up is like fucking,
doesn't know what to do. Like,
I've just slept for fucking hours.
They go into work, months. But their boss is still like hibernating for an extra day or two.
Hasn't woken up yet, yeah.
It's safe to say that society isn't set up around humanity hibernating for 6 months of the year.
Oh, it's definitely safe to say.
I don't see why it couldn't be though, because we're set up for, you know, 12 months.
Right, just half of that.
Like our financial year is set up around Christmas and stuff, so
people would still.
What if
have
we
to
only did the second half of the year? Like New Year was like a big party, we all celebrate, and then the first of the year we all just go to sleep for 6 months.
Yeah, I can really get behind that.
Yeah, I would definitely fuck with that.
Oh, my Reaper just overtook the podcast one file that it was writing over the whole time. So we're now like plus 10 seconds on episode 13.
That's crazy.
You're welcome for the content, listeners.
As long as it gets longer every time and we overtake the first file,
yeah,
we're just going to have more content in the future because they're getting longer.
And since it's us, the content just gets better and better.
Ripens with age.
Oh, it does. Age is like a cheese or a fine
wine.
The
EQSF podcast is kind of like a fine wine.
Mm.
Like a Chardonnay. But like a nice one.
Yep. I see you're a wine connoisseur there, Drummond.
Ooh.
Was it the first wine that came into your head?
Yeah, it took me a while to land on it. I was going to say rosé, which is kind of retarded. I chose not to.
Yeah, it's a bit of a...
Like, I'm thinking of an example of a nice wine, and I say rosé, which is kind of like a type of wine.
It's like not even wine, almost.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, really. It seems like Jesus a watered-down version of both wines.
Yeah, it's like a sweet, fizzy wine that's pink.
To like red wine and lemonade 50-50. That's pretty much spot on.
It's like white wine and lemonade and pink food colouring.
Oh yeah.
Oh, what about pink lemonade? White wine and pink lemonade.
Ooh, yeah, I like that. See, now that sounds like a...
That actually sounds fucking nice.
It sounds really nice.
You could easily sink seven standees, just one bottle of wine.
Fucking yeah. And just some pink lemonade to top it off.
Boom, stick it in a milk bottle, sling that shit around your shoulder, and you can just stomp around sucking all day.
Maybe that should be the focus of our New Year's trip, is to make a delicious, albeit vaguely homoerotic, drink.
Out of wine and pink lemonade, or like anything? Yeah, and this is,
or just anything, but... One. Wine and pink lemonade is a good prototype.
Yeah. I'm just going to sling a Malibu bottle over my shoulder.
Malibu, yeah,
definitely.
That is deceptively good.
Should get involved. That stuff's so good.
It's not that heavy, though, so like you can smash a bunch of it before you get drunk, but then when it's it like hits you, oh yeah. Boy. You just,
it's not a liter,
makes you
want
to swim out to a boat because it's good for having a party.
750 mil, yeah. The bottle looks bigger, but there's actually not as much in it.
You can probably get liter bottles. You probably.
It's frothy, though. I could drink that shit all day. Like,
it's so fucking good, man.
It's so tasty.
You can suss a zombie, which is white rum, normal rum, and dark spiced rum, and pineapple juice.
Oh, that sounds fucking legit. Hell yeah, I'm in on that. Hell yeah. Could be then more.
What was I having?
I'm signing the fuck up.
Coconut rum and pineapple juice.
Yeah, it's got to be so good.
That's fucking good shit.
That's basically
Malibu.
I mean, that's basically Malibu,
yeah.
And
if you add pineapple juice to Malibu, it's the same as coconut rum and pineapple
juice. Hang on, Malibu is the coconut one, isn't it?
That's correct.
So.
What's the green one?
That's Midori.
Oh,
Midori.
That shit's good too.
That's melon liqueur.
That is good.
Yeah, that stuff's fucking good.
Yeah, I fucked with a bit of that too. Chuck that in some Red Bull, you're going to have a good night. You're going to have a good night.
I definitely want to experiment with using like $20 for 5 liter white wine goon as the filler alcohol for this drink, and then just use spirits and other shit to like build on that.
Pat it out.
Yeah.
Because even cheap white wine, as long as it's cold, it's just like drinking fucking margarine. It's beautiful.
Warm, my favorite beverages. Melted, boiling margarine.
Yeah.
Amazing. All right, well, on that note, I think that hot boiling margarine is probably a good way to segue right into the end of the podcast, boys.
Yep, voice-activated segue to the end.
All right, should we hit it with a 3-2-1?
Puck mode.
No, look, I think we ended engaged. a little bit more formally this week. I'd like to drop a few social media links, if you will, just to make sure that people know where we are when they're trying to...
Those are audio links.
So they have to type out
the whole URL.
Yeah,
just
so there's a couple of ways that you can find us. You can go to www.twitter.com/EQSFpodcast, except we don't have control over that account anymore, so you'll find it, but there will be nothing new there. You can also email us, if you so desire, to send a question. This is going to really weed out. Okay, here's the deal. We need to do some kind of incentive, right? Nobody gives a fuck about the podcast, so
prizes.
Nobody sends in questions.
Monetary prizes.
The prize is your name will be the first thing said on next week's episode if you send us a question to eqsfpodcast2@gmail.com.
What if we all chip in $10 and we give the first person that emails us $30 if they put their PayPal in it?
Done.
Yeah.
This is really going to weed out the people that don't listen to the end. But the people that listen to the end, the first person that sends an email.
$30, 30 big ones, 30 NZ dollars.
30 huckaroonies.
Oh, or Australian.
And a shout out.
And we'll say your name as the first word on the next episode of the podcast. That's episode 15, by the way.
James, what if their name is that word?
I mean...
We can't say that the first thing on the podcast.
Yeah, no, you're not wrong, but we'll figure it out. We can bleep it. They'll never know.
we'll have to read it first so we don't get blindsided and fuck up the first recording.
Yeah, I've been in that situation before.
We're a really, really professionally run organization over here in the EQSF studio.
Anyway, yeah, that's
too
it.
Too many people whizzing around on voice-activated segues, I think.
It's wild. It's out of control.
Roam the halls. to check the emails that we're going to get. 30 big ones, just once though. Only one person will get
$30. Only one time. Yeah, this is not an ongoing offer. And also the $30 may never happen. We'll see how we go.
Don't forget that Joe Rogan will be on the next podcast.
Yeah, it's going to be big. Mm. It's
going to
be big.
Yeah. So let's...
it's going to be I can't wait.
Let's activate park mode on the segue.
I wish it was next week already, but it's not. But we'll see you, viewers and listeners, people who are just watching the timer on SoundCloud. We'll see you next week.
I'd be counting down to the end too.
On that note, goodbye.